We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our city officials here today, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner Mark Hattasall. We have Robert standing by with a question or a comment. Go ahead, Robert.
If the runway shut down, the airport shut down, you don't want to forget you still got that letter from the FAA that the taxiway is too close to the terminal. So you don't want to forget about that or let that slide. Thank you for your consideration.
Yeah, the taxiway is on the CIP for improvement as well. After the runway's done, that can be done. Obviously, with a new runway and even in some of the past accommodations to accommodate some of the larger military aircraft, we can use the runway as a taxiway as well. So that's the biggie. The other improvements will be subject to federal funding for that aspect of things and the different requirements of that particular improvement. So there's a lot of improvements being made to the approaches. As I said, the reconstruction is elevating the primary runway. So all of those, they're actually closing one of the approaches from the taxiway and the ramp to the main runway, and then but they're improving the other approaches from the taxiways to the primary runway as part of this particular project. So we do anticipate a taxiway project in the near future or several different phases of that, depending on how the FAA wants to. Again, we get about $1 million in entitlement funds that we can use for various airports improvements. So each year during the pandemic era, we've gotten a little bit more than that. So we'll certainly phase that in at the appropriate time. You know, one of the big considerations that we had in this particular project was the FAA was not willing to fund the full replacement of our 150-foot runway. They basically said, you don't have enough large aircraft operations for us to be able to justify giving you a grant to put it back at 150 feet. And basically, that standard requires us to have about 500 annual operations of that large aircraft, and we had about 360, I think. So it's the same number for Chicago O'Hare or DFW or Kansas City that's supported by lots of different aircraft and airlines. So it's kind of one of those misnomers of the federal's one rule fits all. Where we said, well, can't you apportion that, you know, based on the size of the community? And, you know, 360 for a community our size is really pretty darn good. But they said no. And so we said, well, it's not a question of whether we're going to build it back, because it is critical to Fort Riley. And it's also critical for some of the larger charters to come in here for athletics and different other activities. So, you know, we've had a number of deployments. We've shipped helicopters to various parts of various theaters right out of Fort Riley, armored vehicles, all of that kind of stuff. So we need to maintain that capability. There is a military ramp that the DOD paid for about 15 years ago that helps in those deployment efforts. So it wasn't a matter of whether we were going to keep it at 150, or how can we find another way to fund it. And fortunately, the Department of Defense Communities grant program came up. It was focused on infrastructure needs, and so it was a great fit for us, and we were successful in applying for that grant and got about just under $6 million allocation, which is going to pay for that extra 50-foot. So In all, the estimate for the runway is about $45 million, and our local share will be about $4
million. $4
million? Yep.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, no kidding. That's wonderful that it's that low in comparison to the rest. Obviously, it's not ideal to have the airport closed for any time period, as we mentioned here, but cost of doing business, I guess. Is there any concern at all that timeline may get interrupted here? Because I know you did mention the feds haven't quite figured out their budget here for 22 yet, kind of just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, it could be, and it probably would affect more of the sequencing. I still think it would be a 23 project you know, how much of the support work, grading, and other components that aren't affecting the actual runway can they get done. There's a lot of instrumentation and lighting that has to be redone. So some of that might be able to be done a little bit quicker, depending on when they could get the actual notice to proceed based on a timeline for getting that work done. So, you know, we're optimistic and hopeful. Typically, Congress has done a few of these initial extensions that are political in nature based on some of the actions that are pending. And then when they're ready to get on with things, they usually fund it for the rest of the year. The budgeting's been done for actually the multi-year funding, the renewal of the air transportation funding, that process, but the appropriation of those dollars is what we're waiting on.
Hmm. Well, let's say we get on the other side of this here in 2024 and beyond. What's the future of the airport look like in your mind?
I think it's extremely favorable. Obviously, we've been successful with the airline, with the American Airlines that we've had. You know, we'd certainly be excited about other airlines. We've approached other airlines in the past. You know, we were working on trying to get a route to Denver. That's when Salina came up with their jet service to Denver, as well as Chicago with United Express in a big regional jet that is heavily subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer because it's a smaller airport. So we don't receive any of that subsidy for airlines. But our performance has been extremely well over the years. You know, when we originally started the service, we had a $2 million revenue guarantee that we provided through the state of Kansas. This was to get MBAF. We not only didn't use that $2 million, we amounted a $2 million credit with the airline. And we gave that money back to the state for them to reallocate. And we actually have a $1 million air service agreement for either keeping the air service we have or hopefully expanding service in the future. Could be service to another hub with American versus trying to bring in competition and then cause disruption in service.
Yeah, the nice thing, if we could get a second airline, we could have a little bit of competition, which might help bring the prices down just a little bit, even though they're still pretty favorable compared to the driving to Kansas City and getting the hotel and those things like that. But, yeah, ideally, either expanding to get American to fly to Denver or another place farther out west, because I've had several people tell me just in the last month that they've been flying out of Salina to go to Denver or to go to the Northwest. And it just seems a shame that we can't keep those people to flying out of Manhattan here. And if we can, since we don't get those subsidies for the actual service, it puts us kind of in a non-competitive situation with Salina, where they don't have to be sort of cash flow things over there. They just get their money, whether they have passengers or not, and we have to make it all work at our end. So it'd sure be nice. I don't know what kind of options there might be on the table, but if the economy keeps improving and there's still a demand, then I would hope that some entrepreneurial airline would want to take a look at Manhattan.
Our focus next year will be following construction and certainly staying in communication with our travelers, looking at some reward programs to get them back to Manhattan and using that service again after it's been disrupted for a period of time. And different ways to use the airport terminal during that period. The terminal's got a lot of usable space. There's some different things we might be able to do there, community events, that type of thing, when you're not having to worry about going through TSA security.
Yeah, good idea. Conventions, maybe some sort of meeting there. That would be really neat. So, well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be, you know, we've been talking about this for so long. It always seemed like it's way out there, but we're talking about a year away now. So
right.
Hard to believe. We'll take a break. More with Ron Fear, Mark Hattasall, and we'll get into the consent agenda here next on In Focus.